This is Ozarks at Large. I'm Antoinette Grajeda, and I am joined now by Leah Uribe, an associate professor of music at the University of Arkansas. Welcome back.
Hello, Antoinette. How are you doing?
I'm doing well. How are you?
I'm doing great. Thank you. Excited about this week of great music.
What do we got?
So let's start with the University of Arkansas Opera Theater.
Okay.
This is a collaborative effort of the Department of Music and Theater and the University of Arkansas Children's Choir. Such a beautiful ensemble.
Uh-huh.
They will be presenting a fairy tale about siblings and their encounter with an evil witch after getting lost in the dark forest. This is Hansel
and Gretel.
Okay. Yes. So this opera that has been adapted to a more contemporary context.
Mm-hmm.
So super exciting. This has been directed by our music professor, Dr. Hyun Kim, who has been working with voice majors through the semester. And also, Laura Chatkis is the stage director.
She's
MFA graduate from the University of Arkansas. And then choir director, Rachel Cornett. Between the three of them, this will be a fabulous event, family-friendly. And this is going to happen on November 21st and 22nd. This is Thursday and Friday at 7:30 p.m. This event is free and open to the public. And this is at the University Theater at the Fine Arts Building. If you're wondering, parking is available. And this is true for this event and any other event at the university at the Stadium Drive parking garage. And that is adjacent to the Fine Arts Building. So that would be something really fun to attend with your whole entire family.
Oh, yeah.
Also, the Anderson and Rowe piano duo. This is Greg Anderson and Elizabeth Rowe, two pianos, four hands. This is part of the Van Cliburn concert series at Crystal Bridges. They will be performing music by Coldplay, the Beatles, and many other favorites from the classical and pop repertoire. At Crystal Bridges, Museum of American Art in Bentonville, on November 22nd, Friday. The tickets are $45, or $36 if you're a member, and $10 for students. You can register on Facebook. We have a link in our page, and or by calling guest services. This is two amazing piano players. They are Emmy nominated, and they have five albums out there that have topped charts. The San Francisco Classical Voice says this is the most dynamic duo of this generation. So that will be something not to miss on November 22nd, Friday at Crystal Bridges. November the 25th, this is Monday at 7:30 p.m. at the Faulkner Performing Arts Center of the University of Arkansas, we have a joint concert by the Wind Symphony and the Wind Ensemble. And this is really exciting. They're joining this time and place, but they are all also bringing just really cool repertoire. So let's start with the Wind Symphony, conducted by Ben Lorenzo and Jamal Duncan. They are going to present several pieces. One of them is by Jennifer Jolly, which is a composer, American composer, that wrote this piece called Motordom, which is inspired by a light installation from L.A. And they will have a visual media performing as well during the concert. And that's going to be really, really cool to experience.
Oh, yeah. I love when stuff gets mixed together with art and music. It's more entertaining.
More interactive, and then you have other places to look at.
I look at a lot of things, so I think it's helpful for me.
I think it's helpful for many people. In the same program, the Wind Symphony will be performing pieces by Brahms and Tilman Susato, and both transcriptions for band. The second half will be the Wind Ensemble, directed by Chris Knighton. And this also is a really, really interesting collection of pieces. They are going to start by a piece by Icelandic pop artist Björk.
Oh.
And this is from the movie in which she also stars as an actress, Dancer in the Dark. And this is from the music she wrote for the film. It's going to be presented as a very powerful brass overture. Also in the program, there will be a piece by Spanish composer Oscar Navarro. The title of this piece is Downy Overture, and he describes this piece as a fusion between his experiences as a resident of L.A. and also his native Spain. So a little bit of Latin America, literally, experiences right there. Also in this program, William Grant Steele which was a composer, the dean of American composers. He originally was born in Mississippi, but lived in Little Rock for quite a few time. This piece is titled Three Visions, and it's a musical representation of heaven. And then to end the program and the concert on the 25th, they will be featuring a Chinese composer, Zhu Tian, who teaches at Michigan State University. And the title of this piece is Petals of Fire, based on a painting by American artist Cy Wombly. So really diverse composers and compositions, and kind of going through different moods. It's going to be a concert not to miss. November 25th, Monday, at the Faulkner Performing Arts Center. Tickets are $10 general admission and $5 for students, faculty, staff, and seniors. Also, the Northwest Arkansas Community College Jazz Band having a concert at the White Auditorium. This is Northwest Arkansas Community College in Bentonville, Thursday at 7 p.m., free and open to the public. Besides this, as usual, the University of Arkansas Department of Music has a long list of several activities by our students and studios, including, recitals for trombone, cello, bassoon, voice, saxophone, string quartet, euphonium, trumpet, clarinet, and even composition student. All of those will be listed if you go to our link and just look for the several events that are happening over there. And that's all I have.
Well, that is plenty.
It will be really fun.
Thank you, as always, and we'll talk to you soon.
Absolutely. Thank you, Antoinette.
Leah Uribe is an associate professor of music at the University of Arkansas.